Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show for the first main stage performance of 2016. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, playing now through March 20th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This new adaptation received rave reviews in London, and the Rubicon Theater is privileged to present the American premiere. A cowboy and a school teacher represent the two faces of the West, the lawless frontier and the coming age of law and order. Both have to stand up for what they believe in. The production includes voiceovers by Robert Vaughn. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. Gosh, I'm so glad to be here. We've got a beautiful weekend ahead of us with lots of great things. And one, I want to say congratulations to all the people that won from Sun Yan. It was beautiful. Lisa, did you see Sun Yan?
No, I did not.
Ah, okay. Did anybody in the studio see Sun Yan? Really, like quite an experience. And anyways, again, I'm so glad that you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. The brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And of course, I want to start off with a little bit of motivation. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. So with that, we always need to be moving forward, walking through our lives. You know that I've been going through kind of a harder time, and it, you know, I don't want to say it gets easier, but I just keep walking, and there's so many people that shine in my path, and I thank you. I thank you so much for all of your emails, all of the people that have made a difference in my life. And one, I thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind everyone of our phone number here, because that phone number can let you be a part of our show here. Not only that, is we have tons and tons of giveaways, and we just want to connect with all of you out there. And I love the feedback. I just love getting to know you, and I'm so excited to hear from you. And so again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And if you have a business or you have anything in the 805, really anywhere, we're spreading our wings, you know, so all over the place. But if you have any event that you would like the Kim Pagano Show to share with you, we want to hear from you. You can either call that number, 419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshowtoday.com. And also, I want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of our venues, all of there. Also, we've got a podcast that you can hear all of our shows an hour after, and that is at iTunes/kimpaganoshow.com. All right, with that, Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim. Beautiful Saturday.
There you go. Again, we've got a really great show for you today. And our first guest, Lisa Rule, is here from the Acorn newspaper. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Kim. Yeah. I really enjoy being invited to come on your show.
Thank you.
A first timer.
I know. I'm so excited. I think we'll have a lot to talk about. And of course, Brenda is here. How do you say your name?
Brenda Turgeon.
Turgeon. All right. And, of course, we're talking about Nabo and Bravo. And, of course, I've been inviting you all to that. That is April 1st. I'm telling you, if you want to be, oh God, just enlightened and embraced by all these amazing women in business, I've been going to all this, all the meetings and the dinners, and I'm telling you, it's something you want to get involved with. These people are so inspirational, and I'm so excited to be a part of it and to be a sponsor of it, and so I'm excited to have you join us. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Lastly, we're going to be talking with Joe Venticelli, and he is from the Fox Performing Arts. And we're going to be talking about Joseph and the Amazing Technology Dream Coat. That is another show that we are giving tickets to. And so I'm so excited that you are here. Again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Awesome gifts this morning. Kim, Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce in town. That's at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. Also, the Midtown Cafe. Grab a local organic beverage or pastry on your way to work at 2991 Loma Vista Road in Ventura. Bring your hubby some sugar. Call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts. It's always for the guys, right? Located on Las Posas Road in beautiful Camarillo, the Urbane Cafe is with us for a healthy gourmet brunch. Located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. Find a little sparkle to brighten your day from VV Jewelry. We also have the chance to reserve your tickets for the Fox Performing Arts Center's production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Along with that, we have that playing. By the way, we got two plays here.
That's
that
right.
Is playing at the Fox Pack in Riverside, then the Rubicon Theaters, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Last chance to see it. It's tonight.
That's right.
Boy.
Yeah.
And
tomorrow
at 2.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Amazing show. Two amazing venues. And I'm also going to just throw in there Elite, too. And Elite Theater is another great theater to go to. And I love what they're playing there. I love you. You're perfect. Now change. What a great concept, right? All of us women could really relate to that. Maybe men can too. I don't know. But anyways, I've got tickets for all of that. Again, the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When you call in, all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. Let's start off with a dozen of Rolling Pin Donuts located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. If you've ever been there, the line is out the door, but it is so worth waiting. They're made 24/7, and I'm telling you, it's one of the best places, and I'm so excited to have them be a part of our show. And of course, we've got them for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right, Lisa Rule, welcome, and thank you so much for being a part of the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, what a great name for it.
Thank you.
A bright and beautiful.
Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about your business, the Acorn. Everybody knows the Acorn. Are you all of Ventura County, or how does that work?
No, we're portions. Actually, we have five newspapers. We have a quarterly magazine. It goes 144,000 circulation from Camarillo to Calabasas and then Simi Valley and Moore Park. So, and drops in Malibu and Oxnard and around there.
But that's great.
We started with the one magazine, one newspaper.
Really?
So,
how long ago did you and your husband start?
So my husband worked for another company. Actually, he started on the Love Boat.
Oh, and really? On the Love Boat?
Really?
Like, oh, we're going to have fun this morning.
Really?
Here. Okay.
So the Love Boat sank. And So he needed a job. And after he's an amazing man, he built me all this cabinetry. And it's like, okay, now you got to get another job that actually pays money instead of pleasing
me. How long
have
you and your husband been married?
This April 3rd, it'll be 34 years.
Congratulations.
And add 5 years of dating, because I always do.
I do, too.
It counts.
Yeah, it counts. I totally agree with you.
So,
all right. Well, and that's really an accomplishment. And, you know, and I agree, like, you work together, not only play together and live together. And that's a big thing. And so I'm going to kind of ask you a little bit about that, because I think that, you know, we're all about the brighter side. And,
right.
And it, to be successful, you've got to have balance in your life. And I think
especially
that's so
especially when you're working with a partner side by side every day. I mean, there's very few days I'm without him. And then we go home.
I know. So, and do you go home and do you still work? Or is it like another?
Some work and some. I mean, I have an office at home.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I can do. It's very mobile now. It's not like the old days where you had to be at the office.
I know. That's a luxury, isn't it? I love that part.
And so in 96, on my wedding anniversary, when we bought, he went in. It was a court-appointed auction for the Acorn.
Oh, wow.
And we bought the Acorn, and he went up to his last bid against a big Orange County conglomerate, and for some reason they stopped.
And you were meant to
have it. And we were meant to have it. So in 96, we just continued on with the one, and we were in Thousand Oaks, and we went, well, we'd like to know what's going on in Thousand Oaks. And so it just kind of...
Where do you live?
Thousand Oaks,
okay,
Newbury Park.
Yeah. So you've got an interest in it anyways, right? I do. Yeah.
Yes. You want to know what's going on. You want to know what's affecting you and your children. And I brought my children. There were many a night. They were there at 1, 2 o'clock at night. And I have this whole cute little list that my daughter wrote because she didn't like the food choices. And she was very young. And there's things like marshmallows. Each person can get one. Lunchables only for the kids. But grown-up can ask Amber about it.
Oh, you know, it's too funny. It was a family affair.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the beginning, because you just had to work those long nights.
And obviously, you know, as a mom, I'm a mom of four, and we all are, you know, mom here. It's all about, you know, kind of it goes back to balance, right? And I know NABO as National Women's Business.
Great organization.
Yeah, I mean, it's about really kind of having us all work together and learn and inspire each other.
Right.
And congratulations on your win. And that's
Thank you so much.
That we definitely want to hit on. And Brenda, do you want to talk to us a little bit about why Lisa was picked?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Lisa is a community advocate, and she has really, really supported the community in so many ways. The list just goes on and on. Boys Club, Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, just an endless list. It was a page of all of the things that they've supported in the community. And so she was a hands-down advocate
for our
community.
Brenda.
And she was just, it was just wonderful to be able to honor such a...
That's awesome. And you know what? And that's something that I hope I can follow with you, because as a media sponsor, I want to get my hands on everything that I can have a voice in. And I think that's kind of the same thing.
Exactly.
We have a way of getting news out there.
Right. And it's all about the individual person. And being a local weekly is not being a small daily. It's a whole different mindset. And everything we do is geared to, how does this affect Joe Smith on Kimber Street? How does that affect them? How does what Sacramento and what they do affect you? And if there's a fire, if there's a disaster, how do we get the word out? We had an award-winning series on heroin uptick in Thousand Oaks. It's telling the ugly even when you don't want to hear about it.
Well,
you know?
It's being honest and authentic.
Right.
I think that's what it's all about, in a good way, and to support our community so that we are educated in what we're doing in our lives. And so I thank you so much for what you do. And I hope that we can work together, because really it's all about empowering each other.
Absolutely.
And it really
NABO
is.
NABO is a big part of that. There's my first group after my children left to Brooklyn and Seattle. I went to the Bravo Award.
Okay.
And we were a sponsor, and I'm like, wow, these kind of neat gals here. And no one left. You know those award ceremonies. Everybody leaves before half the people get their awards.
Right, and they didn't.
No one left. They were having a great time. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this out. And there's such a range of people from construction and restaurants and healers and everything. And you get women who know what they're doing.
I love it. So, you know, we need to take a really quick break. I hope that you stay with me. We're going to continue this conversation. And, of course, I do want to invite everybody. And, Brenda, you can help me out with this. April 1st, all these amazing women are going to be honored on April 1st. And can you tell everybody? It's a National Association of Women Business. And they're owners. And this is the 17th Annual Bravo Award. It's a luncheon. And where do there's tickets still available. available. I know
tickets
that, right?
Tickets are still available. Okay. Absolutely. And you go to NABOVC.org.
Okay.
And so NABOVC.org, tickets are still available. They're selling out. So we're also going to have tickets at the door, but we'd like you to get them in advance. Thank
yeah.
you.
And I'm just telling you, if you want to be inspired, if you are in business or thinking of being in business, this is the place that you, and I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of meetings. I'm sure, Lisa, like you, they're so warm and inviting. It's not, it's just, you're going to feel really good being there. So I am so excited to be a part of this. And I hope that all my listeners out there, seriously, if this is something that you want to kind of better yourself or just look for an avenue that maybe you can have somebody mentor you or something that maybe you want to add what you're doing. It's all about giving and taking and sharing. And that's what this organization is all about. All right. If you are just tuning in, waking up with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life right here in the 805. And stay with us. We've got a whole nother almost 2 hours here. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock. We've only just got started. I'd love to give out a pair of tickets to the Rubicon Theater. That is The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. It's your last chance to see it tonight on Main Street. And call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in slab yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show, I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, a hilarious musical comedy playing now through March 26th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, gosh, we've got Lynette Coverly in here with us also. And Lynette, we were talking in the break. I know that Lisa Rohl is in the studio with us. And of course, she's getting an award. But there's so many other people that we haven't really talked about. And I know Mimi is going to be with us on our afternoon show. So we're going to find out a little bit more about her. But Lynette and Brenda, if you guys could kind of tell us a little bit more about NABO, and then we'll go back to Lisa.
Yes, Mimi's going to be our mistress of ceremonies. She's fun. You're going to have a great time speaking with her. I know you also spoke with Allie Anderson a little while
ago. That's right. What an inspiration. Wow, young
woman entrepreneur of the year. She makes me think, wow, what was I doing when I was 23 or 24 years old?
There you go. I bet you were on fire. I bet you were on fire. I own my own hair salon at 21. Go figure.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's funny. I went in for a job and ended up going there. And I didn't say why I was there. And they said, are you here to buy it? And I was like, sure. Like, I'll fake it till I make it, right? And I went to my dad and I'm like, is there any way you could borrow? And he's like, how much? It's a really nice salon. Well, it was like a fire sale, but it was perfect. I mean, it was like a dream. It was like God given, And I walked in and owned it, and
wow,
it was amazing. It was amazing.
Just another amazing story about women business owners.
I know, yeah.
And so our Ventura County chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners, as you know, has that wonderful Bravo event. And we're also recognizing, in addition to Lisa and Allie, we're recognizing Adriana Perez of Skincare by Adriana. She's our Rising Star of the Year. Diane McKay of Mustang Marketing is our Education Advocate of the Year. We've got Andrea Gallagher as an Innovator of the Year from Senior Concerns. Marianne Radini Spencer, a lot of people know her in town. She's got her fingers in a lot of community activities, and she's our Visionary of the Year. Also, we have Senator Hannah Beth Jackson for our State District 19. She's getting a special Lifetime Achievement Award. And if you follow Senator Hannah Beth Jackson at all, you know she's done so much for women in politics and women business owners and really opening the door for us in a lot of areas. And then, of course, to cap the day, Women Business Owner of the Year, Nellie Akelp of Coronet.com. She's got a fabulous story as well. So there's going to be a room full of over 200 people honoring these ladies and just really recognizing their efforts.
And so, again, let's give out the website, okay? And also, how much is it so people can really know right before they get on there? Do you know that? Did I put you on the spot?
Okay, so we had an early bird discount, but that has passed. So a non-member price is $100, and it's a fabulous luncheon by Command Performance.
Which they're amazing.
Amazing caterer. And so without our special sponsors, we could not have this Bravo event. And I'd really like to thank Metropolitan Water District for all their years of support. And our newest supporters is Montecito Bank and Trust and Myers, Witters, Gibson, Jones, and Feingold LLP. They have sponsored this wonderful event. So we really hope you all come and join us.
And a special thank you to the Kim Vigano Show.
Special thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us going, okay, who am I listening to right now? It is the Kim Vigano Show. It's the brighter side of the 805. I thank you so much for waking up with us here, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Lisa Rule, and we're talking about the Acorn newspaper. But not only that, being a winner of NABO, also you've got a magazine that you have just started.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That's Beyond the Acorn, where we can do a little more in-depth, again, about people. We have a real love of people and their stories. So as opposed to be celebrity-driven, it's, you know, more of our history, our restaurants, our people, you know, so just some really, really good stories. And again, and I wrote about this because of April 3rd, is April 3rd, I was diagnosed with cancer in 2012.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I'm fine.
No, so, thank God.
I'm doing good. But just to say that my husband, again, my biggest supporter, in 2013, after I had finished, was like, you know, you're pretty darn mopey. Why don't you go create something? Because that's what I love to do. And
I'm
so,
right there with you. Yeah.
So we created the magazine.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
He said, I'll be your mentor. You be total control on this. And so it really is my baby.
Oh.
And it's delivered through the magazines. It's 100,000. We just go up the corridor. And having a blast.
So, okay, you talk about people in our community, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And how do people get to be in there?
Oh, basically, we just search out stories. You can contact us. I mean, the big story, this one, is we're doing a whole thing on Jungleland. Remember Jungleland at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So just a whole, that's our historical piece.
Wow.
And it's also the Caneo Valley Day's 60th anniversary.
Yes, I'm a big sponsor on there, too. I'm right there with you.
I know. Yep. So it's a nice tie-on because they had a relationship. And
right.
Then, of course, we've got Las Agaves, which is a wonderful restaurant. And we have Cinco de Mayo recipes.
Oh.
So, and then we have a gentleman, and I'm blanking on his name, forgive me, but he's a Godzilla aficionado.
Oh.
So a little story about him. I mean, it's a mix. It's a lifestyle mix. Mm. So and then the whole thing on butterfly gardens, which is wonderful.
Oh,
so,
I love that.
May
I
give the website?
Please, absolutely.
To get to us, it's www.the acornonline.com, and then you'll see all of our publications.
Now, you also send it out. It's in, you know, physical form, correct? And then also in print, and then it's also on email.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're a free publication.
Yeah.
So even the magazine is thrown with your newspapers.
Oh, that's great. So, how did you come up with the Beyond?
Because I wanted to call it a cornucopia, but everyone said that was too fall. Because I just like just all the subsets of people, the subcultures we have. I mean, from fishing to bowling, just I love the people in this area, and there's so many different kinds of lifestyles. So we can give a more in-depth treatment and a prettier, you know, a print just doesn't get that pretty. As far as the photography, you know, coverage in a magazine form. Mm. So that's what I really love about it.
So you wanted the crispier, clearer feeling.
Yeah, the glossy.
Yeah,
just, you know.
I'm all about glossy. I'm all about glossy.
I love my newspaper, don't get me wrong.
No, I get
but
it.
But
yeah.
it's just a different aspect, a different product that just has a different style to it.
So Lisa, you know, you are so much in the community, and from one mom to another, from one businesswoman to another, what makes you get up every morning? What makes you start your day in a positive way? What lifts you to continue every day to continue to work?
Well, what's to be sad about? I really think women spend too much time is like, are you the sum total of all the horrible things that have happened to you in your life? Or do you take how you dealt with them and let that be the sum total? I don't look back at all the tragedies of my life, and because some women do. You'll go up to them and they'll list them off. You know, I was hit by a car. I had a husband run out on me. Yeah, that is horrible, but life is rough. You're not going to have a television moment, you know, where there's going to be peaceful and you're going to be able to do everything you want to do. It's just not going to happen. So you need to be able to
pick yourself up, dust
go
yourself
through it off,
and
just
keep
go through
going
it.
On. You know, it's one of the things that I learned from my dad. My dad, you know, and it's funny, you know, you kind of fake it till you make it. You know, did you ever walk through that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my mother is a two-time cancer survivor. Mm. She has a pacemaker. She is 81 and still working. She started her first job at 54. So when I listen to 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds going, life is over, I haven't found what I'm going to do. It is not over. You have several lives.
Right.
Don't
and
give
you know,
up.
My mom that I just lost,
yeah.
She was 82, worked in the studio. She really started doing hair at probably 50. Okay. I mean, she did it years ago, raised her family and started, you know, doing all the studio period work. I mean,
right.
It was amazing. She never gave up.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, you know? And so I love that. Love that.
And
sharing that with women and to really empower them to be better.
And that doesn't mean you don't stop and cry for a moment. It doesn't mean you don't have those moments. You just don't let them overwhelm you. Mm-hmm. My mom was a salesperson, and during her chemo, she would still go on sales on the day she could, and she'd pull over and kind of get sick on the side of the road and continue on. That's the kind of woman she is, mm-hmm. you know? And then there would be other days, you know, when I had the cancer, it's like you're curled up watching Tinkerbell. It's just like you accept those bad moments, but you don't let them control you, you know?
I love it. What a great tip for everybody.
Yeah.
And so who goes out and sells for your magazine? Is there, you know, I mean, is it everybody or do you have a whole team or?
Well, everyone it pitches in. It's funny, but we do have a team of salespeople and they're sales consultants and they will tell you what's working and what's not. And we do create ads. We do have it, and you can give it camera ready, but we have a wonderful production team, terribly talented. I have 50 employees, but if you really break it down to the different jobs, I mean, each newspaper only has an editor and 1.5 to 2 writers and some stringers, and they produce incredible amounts of work for each paper.
Wow.
The photographers, there's only 3 for 9 cities.
Wow. 3,
and some stringers.
So they get around.
Yeah, 5 production people. These are people who are like bleed for the paper.
Wow.
They're passionate.
Lisa, when you first started,
mm-hmm.
okay, you know, we all talk about, you know, thank God you are now in all these cities and obviously very creative and successful. But people are maybe looking at, how do you start? What lifts you every day when, I mean, you know, I'm sure in the very beginning it was a little hard, right?
This
was
scary.
A new career.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, what was the strength behind that?
Well, I did have my husband. It's a team effort, you know, and I couldn't ask for a better partner. When I write to young people getting married, I go, love, passion, and friendship. Mm. And that's what it is. He respects me. I respect him. We do fight, mostly over who ate the last snack in the fridge.
But, I love it.
But, I mean, it really helps to have a partner.
I totally agree.
You know,
I have my partner. It's my husband, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now my children are all older now, and they're part of it, too. You know, I always say many hands make little work. My kids will, like, Mom, you know, it's like if we all pitch in. And really, that's what I'm trying to do here on my show is do a universal partnership. You know, we need it. We need it all to be not pulling each other down, but lifting each other up.
Exactly.
And I think that's really the same concept that NAVO has.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a support system.
Yeah.
It truly is. That's why I joined. I walked in and I was like, oh, these are my women.
Yeah.
They support everybody comes up to you. They support you. They support women business owners. And they have answers. If it's not one person, they'll lead you to another person. So the support system, the education, the camaraderie is phenomenal.
I love it. There's so many things to be a part of. And this year I really was put my intention out there of which ones do I really want? Because like you, I'm sure you're like me, we could be a part of everything. Okay?
Yeah. And
but
I,
then
I,
you're not right. really feeling
invested
it or invested.
Or, right.
Exactly. And and so I would, this was like one of my conscious decisions to be a part of NAVO. And
for individuals who don't have a partner that can support them, because there's a lot of women by
I'm
themselves.
Glad, and thank you for
you know?
Saying that. Absolutely.
So how do you pick yourself out? You have to be flexible. Don't be rigid in your ways. You have to keep yourself open and walk out the door and expose yourself to different groups, because not every group will be for you. But if you leave yourself open, you get a chance. I never thought I'd be. I was a Chinese history major. I never thought I'd be in newspapers.
I never thought I'd be a radio host. Yeah. I'm telling you, I do hair in Westlake, okay? I'm really creative.
I need
but
that. Can you do my hair?
Absolutely. You know, but that's what it's all about, is stretch your passions and believe in yourself.
Exactly.
And you know what? And surround yourself with people that love and believe in you, and that's what this is all about.
Right.
Lisa Rule, this has been a pleasure.
Oh.
I hope that we could work together.
Oh,
and
definitely.
I hope that you come back again. And of course, NAVO, Brenda, Lynette, tell everybody again how to be a part of not only Bravo but NAVO, and really just continue to, there's so many things a part of it.
Absolutely. Our monthly meetings are the third Tuesday of every month, and they're at Sterling Hills. But go to NAVOVC.org, NAWBOVC.org. And Kim, thank you so much for having us on this show.
Thank
it
you,
has
really.
Been
so welcome.
Such an honor. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Bernadette Romero, and we're going to be talking about fulfillment, the power of compassion. So I hope that you stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's give something away. We always have to give something away. I've got actually tickets, and that is tickets to the Fox Pack in Riverside. And this is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I've got tickets for you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pick yourself up. Take a deep breath. Dust yourself off and start all over again.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com. Mark your calendars for the 5th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 17th at the Four Seasons in Westlake Village. The festival will feature two stages of live jazz, plus wine, microbrew, boutique spirit, and gourmet food tasting. Shop an assortment of local artisans. VIPs will enjoy early admission and valet parking. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com. 100% of the net proceeds are donated to Children's Hospital Los Angeles and the other local nonprofits through 501c3, Sunrise Rotary Foundation. Kim Pagano Show is proud to be a sponsor. A great event for a great cause. Join us. That's Sunday, April 17th. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And our next guest, Bernadette Romero. And we're going to be talking about fulfillment, the power of compassion. And of course, I do want to give out our phone number here. That is 805-419-0008. All right. Bernadette, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what your book is about.
Well, I'm originally from Santa Fe, New Mexico, Hispanic, Indian culture. It's just a real mix of everything. I'm from a large family. I'm the oldest of nine children. And what my book is about is it's my memoir of mental illness, abuse, cancer, betrayal, and just overcoming life's struggle and how I learned compassion and forgiveness and to reframe my story.
Okay.
To come from a place of empowerment instead of a limitless, you know.
Yeah, and I love that, because if we stick with our story, then that's kind of where we are, right?
Yeah.
But we can, almost like we were just saying in our earlier interview, is we can, you know, kind of pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep going on, right?
Oh yes, and that's the difference between how we see life is just being empowered. And we can do that. Just, it's so simple. All we have to do is take what we've learned from our struggles and said, how did this serve me? How did it make me a better person? And it opens up a whole new way of thinking. Your perception in life is what guides you through everything.
I love that. So let me ask you, why do you see being truthful with yourself as the first step to healing?
Well, until you're truthful with yourself, you cannot be truthful with anybody else.
Okay.
Anything that you cannot give to somebody else is because you're not giving that to yourself.
Okay.
So when you become truthful, you say, okay, this is me, and we're here to be totally authentic.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with who we are. That's who we are.
Right, right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. Sandra Bowers is here with me on the air. And Sandra, I want to introduce everybody to you and welcome. And I want you to be a part of what we're talking about. And of course, thank you for being part of our team.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. So we're talking with Bernadette Romero. We're talking about fulfillment, the power of compassion, and you know, it's all about forgiveness. You know, you and I, Sandra, have talked a little bit about that. Things in life aren't always perfect, right?
That's right.
And how do we get past that? I want to say, like, every day is a gift. You know, it's almost like a
Definitely.
New slate, and we have a chance to start our day and started in a different way. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about. Is that correct, Bernadette?
Oh, yeah. That's how I live my day. Everything is brand new. Every day you get a new chance to live this adventure.
Right, right. And so can you give us some examples of what to do to honor our feelings and right our betrayals and find our power?
Okay. Anytime you have anything happen to you, you have to honor how you're feeling. So if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling angry, let yourself feel that, because that's the only way you will get over it, is to go through it and honor whatever you're feeling. Honor the loss, honor the betrayal, whatever it is. Cry, do whatever you need to do, but then you stop and you say, how did this serve me?
Okay. Yeah.
And
Sandra, do you want to add to that?
It's definitely about the perspective and how you look at something, and you definitely have to be true to yourself and honor
your journey
and where you're at in life. And it can always, you know, things always change. Everything's always constantly changing. Nothing stays the same. And it's kind of how you look at things, and you can change your perspective very easily.
Right. Bernadette, where is your situation now? And talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, now I'm living the life of my dreams. Mm. I wake up every day with so much joy and happiness, because I know I'm a powerful creator in my life, and I will create whatever I want.
So what are some of the steps that you could share with our listeners of things that you do when you start your day, and how you've changed your life, you know, from sadness to, you know, joy?
Well, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I just take a little bit of time and I just breathe. I listen to the birds. I kind of connect myself with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of call in what I want my day to be like. I want to be in joy. I'm open to any adventure that comes my way, good or bad. There's something in it for me that will make me a better person. And I kind of set the intention of being the best person I can be and just loving whatever and whoever shows up.
Wow, I love that. I love that, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. Is this your first book you've written?
Yes.
Wow, congratulations.
I've had so many careers in my life, but
what have you done?
How this came about was when I was going through all this craziness, I was kind of in meditation, and I got this message that said, write your story, because it's going to change millions of lives.
Mm. And what is your story? What is your story that we're going to find in your book?
Well, it deals a lot with the mental illness, my ex-husband, job loss, betrayal. It also deals with abuse, what I discovered afterwards of my children. It also deals with my mother's cancer and helping her through her leukemia. There's just a lot. It just goes through a whole series of my life, and how everything that I went through empowered me to take that next step, and it taught me so much. And I guess it all started with, I was so compassionate when we went to court to get my order of protection. I looked at this broken man who had been my best friend for like 20 years.
May I speak to Joe?
And it just literally broke my heart.
Mm.
And of broken heart sometimes is more a heart opening.
This is the Kim
Pagano Show. It allows you to love more.
Mm.
And I just saw so much love for him. And I went home after that, and I wrote this 6-page letter of forgiveness.
Can you hold on a moment?
Wow, that's beautiful. And so, and that's, you had this calling for, to write your book.
Yes, well, I was told by Spirit, you've got to write the story. And as I've gone through my life, I love to read. So I probably read on average of 40 books a year.
Wow.
And I love to read about all these inspirational authors and visionaries. And so all the information that I collect, I see how it changes my life. I make little changes, and all of those are what I put into the story. I weaved it into the story as I told the tragedy.
Right.
So in the end, you come out thinking, wow, she survived all this, and look at how her mindset is now, and I can do this as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Where do we find your book?
If you go to my website, BernadetteRomero.com, and there I have all the connections to Amazon, Smashwords, and everybody can read my blogs for free, which also have inspiration. They can download the first few chapters for free, and they can connect with me on all my social media.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for sharing your story here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you share our show with lots of people out there. And
oh, I will. Thank you, Kim. It's been an honor.
Well, thank you, and you know, continue to honor yourself and your, you know, living in the moment.
Oh yes, the only way to be.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you, Bernadette. It was really nice to meet you. And are you going to be working on another book now?
Well, I do have a series for children that I'm going to be working on because I think children need to be empowered.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
All right. You have a really great day. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be finding out about another great venue. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Joe Ventricelli. I hope I got that right. And we're going to be talking about Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. And, of course, that is at Fox Pack Theater out in Riverside. And we've got tickets for you, so give us a call. I know it's a little bit of a drive, but I'm telling you, if you're on the way out there, there are so many amazing places out there to have dinner, and it's a whole great venue out there. So, again, give us a call here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give somebody out there a Pete's Breakfast House. And of course, you can enjoy a beautiful, hearty breakfast. And of course, they are located on 2055 East Main Street. And I've got a gift certificate for you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. 0849-0008. All right, our next guest, Joe, is it, I hope I get this right, Ventricelli. Is that correct?
Ventricelli, that's right.
Ventricelli, okay, there you go. And, of course, we're talking about Fox Pack's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Tell us, what is that? What's it about?
Well, it's a take on a Bible story by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And it's a story of Joseph and his 11 brothers. And it's about family and forgiveness and things of that nature. You know, very typical
everyday life, right? I love it. Okay. So what? Tell us a little bit about the plot without giving it away.
All right. So the main character, Joseph, is the favored son of our father, Jacob. I say our father because I play one of the brothers. And the other brothers aren't too happy about it. So they essentially sell him off to slavery and tell the father that he has been killed, and it's very sad. And so it's sort of following his story of actually getting out of prison and becoming the Pharaoh of Egypt's right-hand man. Mm. And then the brothers go to Egypt to find some sort of help because they're starving and many years have gone by. And they run into Joseph, and hopefully forgiveness ensues.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Great. So we want to know, since you're Joseph, or Joe, right? Are you Joseph?
I do not play Joseph.
Okay, so what? Okay, so what character do you play?
So I play one of the brothers, Levi, and I'm also the Pharaoh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and is it challenging?
Yeah, certainly challenging. It's very, very active, very fast musical. It's directed and choreographed by a Tony Award winner, Andy Blankenbuehler, and his choreography can be seen in Hamilton and In the Heights right now. Hamilton right now and In the Heights a couple of years ago. But it's a very, very percussive, active representation and interpretation of the play.
Hmm.
So it definitely has challenges in that way. It's a bit of a 2-hour cardio workout, certainly. But
oh, really?
Oh yeah, and it's all singing. It's a rock opera, much like Phantom of the Opera and whatnot, where there's no lines per se, but music never stops.
So tell us a little bit about who you are, and is this different than other plays that you've been in?
Well, funny enough, this is the first show I ever did back in high school, and I played a different part. So it's kind of funny to revisit it, oh God, how many years ago later. But I play, the Pharaoh is actually an Elvis impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly interesting and different. I've never had to impersonate somebody, so to speak, on stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, like any other show, each one is different and has its own set of challenges, certainly.
Wow, okay. And so do you usually play these kind of types of characters, or like, what's your favorite thing to play?
I've been lucky enough to have many different jobs since I've gotten out of college,
mm-hmm.
And all those parts have been different and varied. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that I normally play pharaohs and Elvis type.
Okay.
I certainly say that's preferred. What's my favorite thing to do? I don't know if I have a favorite type of thing to do. I think my favorite part of just this career and this business is the opportunity to do so many different kinds of things.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Now,
yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Connecticut.
Okay. How long are you? Do you live out here?
No, I actually live in New York when I'm not touring, obviously, and my family lives in Boston now, which is where I currently am, so I'm sure it's a little colder right now
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Who is your mentor in life to start acting like this?
Mentor in mind. That's a great question. I like that. I don't know if I necessarily have a professional title or mentor specifically.
Okay.
I'd say, and not that it's not to be cliche, but I'd certainly say my parents have given me
a good support.
The means to do what I want to do. They've always supported, no matter what me or my siblings have ever wanted to pursue or go into. They have been able to facilitate that as far as they could, and push us to do what we want.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So let me ask you really quick, tell us about Fox Performing Arts Center. Where is it, and how can people purchase tickets to the show?
Well, it's in Riverside, California. Mm-hmm. I have never been there, so I don't know specifically where. I don't know the details of the venue. That's, again, what's exciting about this tour is
okay.
You just end up in a new place every day. But to get tickets, if you go to josephtheustour.com.
Uh-huh.
There are tickets online.
Okay.
I believe is the correct website name.
Okay.
And, you can purchase tickets online.
Okay, very good. Well, Joe, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I invite everybody to Fox Pax, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and we've got tickets for you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got a whole nother hour ahead of us, and of course, we're going to be talking with Donald Altman, the author of Clearing Emotional Clutter, Marcy Nunn from MKN Financial, and Randy Reagan, A Year of Living Mindfully. Of course, we're going to end this hour with a moment of happiness. The real opportunity for success lies within the person and not in the job. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. I hope that you stay with us, and we'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.